Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and know what's looking for your next read, then join us. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. Today, we have romance bookstore owner, Marisa and Roseanne from Love Sweet Arrow. Hi, Marisa. Hi, Roseanne.
Hello.
Hi.
So happy to have you here. Just tell us a little about yourself.
We're pointing to each other. I don't know what to say. I've been married for a really long time. I have three kids. Marissa's my only daughter. We're very close, and we're crazy enough to open a bookstore together.
And I'm 31, so I'll tell my age. I won't make mom tell her age, but I'm 31. I live on my own with two little puppies. Well, one's a senior, one's an adult dog, but I call them puppies because they're little. I have a teaching degree. I also have a vocal performance degree. So, and now I open a bookstore. So, I have a wide range of interests, you could say.
Oh my gosh, I love it. So let's talk about the bookstore. What inspired you to open a romance bookstore?
Well, I guess the story is, and it's not a story, it's the truth. Well, we always have loved romance. And 2 years ago, when the lottery was like $1 billion, we were just kind of laughing and saying, boy, if we won the lottery, we would open a romance-only bookstore. Well, we didn't win. But as we had been getting so excited about it, like a month later, I said to Marissa, we should really just do this because you only go around once. And we love it so much that why not open a bookstore and see where it takes us? So that's kind of how it came to be.
Yeah. And we had spent like literally all summer just like, oh, we would do this, you do this, and and it'd be so fun if we had this. And we were just like, well, we practically planned it out. Now we just, let's just do it anyway.
Gosh, I love it. I love the fact that you had the dream, and even though like the lottery, even when the lottery, you still went through with the dream, you know, which is so inspiring.
We downsized a lot of our dream.
Yeah.
To make it fit the new dream, yeah. But
and then a pandemic happened.
Right.
Yeah. So
you gotta laugh about it at some point.
Yeah. Let's talk about the process of opening a bookstore. What was the process like?
Well, we just had all kinds of dreams. And then when we decided that, and that was probably by September, we just started thinking about, okay, what's it going to take to open it? And so the three biggest things I would say is research, because there's just so much information out there. We just researched bookstores. We researched authors. We researched running a business. So we got all of our different publishing houses in a row so that we knew what we were expecting. And then, after like 4 or 5 months of that, then we decided to do Kickstarter. And that was unsuccessful. And with Kickstarter, you get it all, you get nothing. So we got nothing. And then we were like, okay, well, we still want to do this. So then we just started talking it up to even more friends and family. We started a Patreon. A lot of our friends and family donated money to help us get started, which was nice. My dad and my stepmom, or his girlfriend, whatever you want to call her, painted everything inside the store for us. My son, the younger son, put together all the bookshelves. We had people donate bookshelves, which is in our used book section.
It was a real community effort.
It was a real community effort, that's for sure. Yeah.
That's fantastic. I can imagine. It's just like a process of like, you know, putting it all together and make it, you know, make it work. So what has been the most surprising thing about owning a bookstore?
I would have to say, even being a romance reader for so long, I still find new authors all the time and find new books all the time. I mean, it's such a massive genre. And we've been trying to work on like slowly getting like authors backlists and stuff, and we still don't have we don't have nearly as much as many books as we want to have. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of like, it's hard to remember, like, wait, slow down. We can't get everything right now.
Yes. Pacing ourselves. That's hard. And then, I don't know, for me, I think the most surprising thing, which really isn't surprising, is just how supportive Romancelandia is of us and our dream, and the positivity that we get every day from people who order online right now during the pandemic. I mean, we get these lovely notes from people when they put in their orders. And so I try to email when I do the tracking numbers. If I see something nice they wrote, I try to say thank you for your support, or yes, we're really hoping that this ends soon, or enjoy your books. We had so much fun picking them for you. So we just try to share the love that we're feeling.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Yeah, I order from you guys. I'm in between jobs. So I was like, I wanted to give a gift to give back to a few friends. And it was just so much fun to, you know, order and then having my friends receive them and feel like, you know, I'm supporting a small business. At the same time, I'm helping, you know, my friends get more romance books in their hands. So.
Yeah, that's fun. We love getting more romance books into friends' hands.
Yeah. So I love it.
And really, I mean, every little bit helps, even if it's just, you know, social media boosting and everything like that. I mean, all support is appreciated. So
mm-hmm. I love it. So if you're not in the Chicago area, how can we support you? So you mentioned social media boosting, but also maybe online ordering and whatnot.
Yes. We have our website. We have the portion of our website that's stuff that's in stock right now. And then we have the portion where if it's not in stock, we can get it. Sometimes it's within 2 to 3 days, but so many bookstores are ordering via the distributor that sometimes it takes up to a week. So we appreciate everyone's patience. Also, we do have a Patreon, and we can email you the information on that. We have even just like $1 a month levels, and there's content, and we're doing a special anniversary gift for anyone who signs up for a Patreon by our anniversary. If they join our Patreon, even at the $1 level, they will get the gift. And we're really excited, and I don't want to say anything more because I don't want to spoil the surprise.
Yes, but our Patreon goes up from $1, $5, $10, and as much as 25 or over, where you actually sponsor a shelf. So we put your name with a little plaque that we have engraved. It doesn't have to be your name. It could be just a saying. We have a couple of sayings, which is fabulous. So that's nice. And then we also sell subscriptions to Libro. So if you're an audiobook person and you put down our bookstore, then we get a percentage of the sales.
And Kobo as well. Mm-hmm. We're registered with Kobo and Libro. So if you want to buy ebooks and support an independent bookstore, or buy audiobooks and support an independent bookstore, you can. We do have gift cards. We still have not been able to get e-gift cards, but we're here Monday through Saturday, between like 10 and 3 or 4. So someone will be here. If you want to buy a gift card, you can just call in and we'll mail it to you. And people have been taking advantage of that. And we just got some fun spring ones. So there's like flowers on it and everything. And I mean, even just a $5 gift card is appreciated. Mm-hmm. It's just a way ways. And pre-orders, yes. Generally pre-orders, the way our system, our POS system is, we do get the money from the pre-order. And then, so if you pre-order a book in October, that comes out in October, we're able to have that money right now.
Which helps us buy more books.
Yes. And then helps us pay our rent.
Yes. Paying rent is a good thing. We like that. Yeah. So then just mostly online. Yeah. Because that's really all we could sell you right now is just books that you buy online and then we mail them to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love it. And I love that we get to support independent bookstores, especially women's bookstores that we get to support in the process. So it's a great way. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So let's
talk. Yes, it is.
Let's talk about romance. So when did you start reading romance?
I actually think we both started about the same time, obviously the same time age-wise.
Yeah.
My mother read romance and my older sisters read romance. So it was, I kind of went from Nancy Drew to romance. I don't know how else to describe it, but my mother didn't care what we read as long as we were reading.
Okay.
And so I was always reading her books, reading my sister's books from the library, whatever. We were all big readers in my house. So, and then Marissa could tell you what she used to do with my books.
I snuck them in the bathroom. I would just, you know, read whenever, but there was always like a stack there. And then, I would just like go into the bathroom and then shut the door and read. and you caught me once and I was like, I'm just reading the funeral scene. And she looked at me like, how do you know that there's anything other than a funeral scene? How much of this book are you reading? And I was like, okay. I've been hiding these for a while, but I would read like middle grade, how the Babysitter's Club, they had boyfriends and crushes. So I was reading those early on. So it makes sense that romance would soon follow. And that's just the genre I read the most often. I was telling someone recently that really like impactful, like teen YA romance was probably Beverly Jenkins's two Avon True Romance for Teen books, Belle and the Beau and Josephine and the Soldier. Mm-hmm. And if you look online, you can find like the original covers, and those covers are beautiful. The purple on Josephine's dress and then the red on Belle's skirt, it just popped in a way that just draws your attention to it. And those were definitely like, I read Belle and the Beau probably 20, 30 times.
You know what else we really, that you read a lot that I actually started reading because you were reading it was the 1-800.
Oh, Where Are You? The Meg Cabot.
Yeah. The Meg Cabot books. Yeah. I mean, it was kind of an HEA, but it was a slow burn HEA.
And it was,
for teens. Yeah. But that was a really fun series. I really liked that one. So I would read everything she would bring home, and she would read everything that I had. So,
well, we were well versed in both YA and adult romance.
That's right.
Oh my gosh, I love this so much. I so appreciate this story. So, we're saying, what is your favorite romance trope?
Oh, trope. I had to think about this because I actually read pretty much all of the tropes, but I think right now my favorite two are contemporary and paranormal. Contemporary because I really like how the authors can bring in what's happening now, not the pandemic, but when they do social media or Twitter and things like that in their stories, I like how they can bring it into what's going on now. And then paranormal because it's just crazy.
Banana pants.
And it's good to just lose yourself in that.
Yeah.
And it's okay to lose yourself in that.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. I read a lot too. I'm kind of looking for more like the comfort. So like, right now I'm thinking more like the friends to lovers is kind of like comforting. I don't know. Like I love Tracy Livesay's Love Will Always Remember, like the amnesia. Mm-hmm. The amnesia plot line is kind of like when everything is taken away, who you are at your core kind of comes out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love that whole series that she has, but mm-hmm. I don't know, just, but I'm mainly looking for just like the comfort.
Yeah.
So the friends to lovers, I feel like there's, it's less like
angsty.
Yes. In a way, I mean, it has its own angst as well, but it's not like, are we competing for a job? It's just like, oh, we're friends. And, oh, whoops, I think I love you. And just like kind of like internal angst, like, do I tell this person? I don't know, but I have to because I love them. So, yeah.
Kristen, so tell me, what are some of your favorite paranormals that you read this year?
I love the Ilona Andrews series. What is
Sapphire Flame?
Sapphire Flame series. I couldn't think of the name. I did write down Ilona Andrews, but I didn't remember the name. And even though it started a couple years ago, to me that it just continues on and they just get better with their writing. I mean, they're just fabulous, those two. So definitely Ilona Andrews for paranormal. But we did have book club here and we did Call of the Crow.
The Unleashing,
yeah. It was about the crows. I'm sorry.
It's the first in the Call of Crow series.
Yeah. And it was fun to read that one again because I had read it a couple years ago. Marissa turned me on to it. And it's just laugh out loud funny. And it's just banana pants crazy.
I mean, the clipboards.
The clipboards. When she makes everyone try to schedule everything. Yeah. And they're like, no, we're crows. We don't do that. So that's actually what I recommend a lot.
I love that.
People come in and they're looking for something paranormal. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's like paranormal is like, for me, it's an emerging genre. Like I discovered this year, thanks to the pandemic. And so okay. I'm curious to hear like world building, some banana, you know, banana crazy, you know, books that I can read. So I love it.
Yeah. Now, I've not read the Ice Planet Barbarians, but have you read any of those?
No, I haven't. Okay. I know the first one that people usually tell you, like, the couple of pages to skip for that specific kind of distressing scene, but I've heard everything else about it is really
Yeah,
really
so that's great. That's what I'm going for next. When I
Find out the pages that you should skip. Apparently, it doesn't affect the plot too much. It's just
like a content warning or something. Yeah. So that's what I'm going to check out next.
Yeah, so like the first 10 books are alien human relationships, and then the next 10 books or however many books after that are like alien relationships. But it's I've already read.
Have you read them then?
No, actually, I had someone mention them on the podcast, and I was curious. I heard the audio is excellent, and I've been meaning to get to them, but it's like there's too many TBRs right now, so I have a problem that
Oh my god!
Yeah, it's like too many, so many books to read.
Oh. Yes, and that you would think that owning a bookstore that we would be getting to read everything that we want to read, and we just don't have enough time to read everything we want to read. That's the worst part about owning a bookstore is we don't have time to read everything,
and we're just surrounded by all these great books, and it's like that I'm gonna get to that one.
I know. A lot of times, if an art comes in, one of us will read it, so at least one of us gets to read it before it comes out. But oh my goodness.
Yeah,
I remember saying to Marissa when we first opened after our first weekend, can we close for a month and read all the books? And she's like, no, we can't.
Because then we have to sell them off at a discount.
But I want to read all the books in the store. As we were filling the shelves, we're like, oh, that looks good. Oh, that looks good. Crazy.
Yeah, it's like, no matter. And you probably get art so you can sell them. And so that adds another level of like more reading that it needs to get done. So.
But that's where our TBR pile is for sure. Right now is the arcs, just trying to keep up with them.
Yeah.
And then like books that you hear about that have been out for a few years, you're like, yes, I want that book. So, you know, it's like it's not a TBR pile, it's a TBR mountain, I think.
Yeah.
Or a little hill. Maybe not a mountain, but it's a hill.
Yeah, I feel the pain because I interview authors. So I started like 6 books and I have not finished any of them because they're all like for the podcast. And I'm like, it's a lot of books. They're just like never ending. There's like new authors. I want to read them. And I'm like, okay, when am I going to read them all? So I feel the pain.
Yes, yes. So it's that way, it's nice to have a partner in this business. So if I can't read them all, hopefully she's read half. Yeah.
Oh, that would be fantastic. Yeah. I think like you can search around and be like, I read this book, I like this book, this is what it's good about it. And then, you know, read the other one. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of fun.
Yes. Yeah, it is.
So Marissa, do you have any friends who love Risk Book recommendations?
Friends lovers. See, and I should have made a list.
Or any other recommendation, a favorite book that you read this year?
Well, that probably would be easier because I was thinking about that one and I made a mental list. Yeah. I read The Virgin and the Rogue. I'm stealing this from Sam. I read The Virgin and the Rogue literally right before it came out, and yeah, that it, she just starts off with the heat, right? Like within like the first 20 pages, boom, it's there. So, I really liked that one. What else?
And she's course, looking around the store.
I know. And then of course I draw a blank. Well, and I'm going to say I will give recommendations for some books that are about to come out. How about that? I read, we got an art copy of Something to Talk About by Meryl Wilsner. Mm-hmm. They sent it to us personally, and so that was really great. We met them last summer, right after the store opened. They brought their wife by, and if you're a fan of slow burns, that payoff, major payoff, definitely check this book out. It's coming out in like a week and a half, I believe, the 26th, I think.
Yeah, I think it's the 26th.
So I mean, even if you aren't a fan of a slow burn, you should definitely check this book out. I've been talking about it all the time ever since I finished it. I'm like, I just want them, you know, it's a debut during a pandemic. I want them to be successful. Mm-hmm. And I also read an e-galley of Chelsea Cameron's The Girl Next Door. And it was sweet. I feel like they weren't necessarily friends, but they knew each other in high school. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of like they had that, they knew each other, and then they start to fall in love spending time together. So I guess it's kind of a friends to lovers in a way. Mm-hmm. That's coming out soon too. So check those two out, definitely. And The Virgin and the Rogue. Mm-hmm. I love a good historical.
Yes.
Me too. I have The Virgin and the Rogue, and I'm like, I'm looking forward to reading it. I just haven't, my TBR is exploding, so, as I mentioned.
It's like the worst.
So let's talk about your TBR. Like, what are some of the other books that you're looking for reading, or that are Power of the Mountain, you're like, okay, this would be interesting, and I want to sell it, you know, what's coming up?
Well, you know, you have those break in case of emergency books.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm considering breaking in case of emergency. I have a copy of Nighthawk by Beverly Jenkins and Captured by Beverly Jenkins. And I took Indigo off that and broke it and read it, and it was amazing. But now like those two, I'm like, am I gonna do it and just get on, like read it for the first time and just enjoy it. But I've like been saving them, and I'm like, they came out years ago. There's really no reason to save them, but I don't know. So there's that. And then Take a Hint, Danny Brown.
Oh, that's so good.
I haven't read it yet, but I have.
I did, and that's a good one. Yes. We love Talia Hibbert. Yes. Have you read any of her?
Yeah, I did. I interviewed Talia, and it's coming up publication day, and I absolutely adore it. It was like the perfect pandemic book for me because
it's so good, and
it was just like perfect. Like I was like, this is a perfect pandemic book.
Yes.
Well, I might have to.
So that you might have to break the seal on that one then too, Marissa. let's see what else. We can talk about what's coming up or save that.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, on June 3rd, we were going to have
an in-person
event at the store, and Sonali Dev set it up with us, and it was going to be Jamie Beck, Tracy Brogan, Priscilla Oliveras, and Kawana Jackson and herself. And well, all of us are like, well, it's just not going to happen. They're all coming in from out of state. We don't even know if the city's going to be open. So we're doing something instead through Zoom, and it'll go to our YouTube channel. So we'll be sending out the information for that. I know this will come out afterwards, but it'll still be up there. So they'll be able to go up and watch it. So we've been trying to work our way through their books. Yes, I've hit Sonali Dev's. I hit Jamie Beck's, not hit them, but I read them. And I don't know if you read any of the other three.
No.
Okay, so
it's
which ones have you read, Laura?
So Rare Priscilla's book. It's Fake Dating, Just One Bed, Set in Key West. So if you want perfect, if you want to be transferred to vacation, sunny vacation, that's a good book to have.
Okay.
See, and every time I see the colors, it just makes me smile. So I'm like, but you know, when it came out, we got our books set, and then they were all spoken for, and I'm like, well, okay, I can't buy it. I have to wait till the next ones come in.
Yeah, so we have another order for those ones. Yes. And well, Real Men Knit is on my TBR pile.
Yep.
So I gotta hit that. I gotta get that one. Yeah.
Sometimes I try to get as many as like of the books as I can through NetGalley, but sometimes I wished for Rosie Dannon's The Roommate, but I was only able to wish for it. So being a bookstore, I think sometimes we're able to kind of get our hands on a couple more that, you know, not necessarily, but I was only able to wish for that one. So sometimes they're there and then they're gone.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, man.
So and sometimes we get lucky and the publishers send us paperback arcs, and we love those. Those are good, too. We never say no to those.
No. So that is definitely a nice perk. That's been a nice perk in the past year.
Yes.
Yeah, those are nice perks to have. I know. It's like you're doing God's work by selling books. So there's a for that, but it's still like pretty nice to have all those books, and then the only challenge is when are you gonna read them? But you make it work.
If only I was someone who was fully able to be bad at my job and just read instead of dealing with my students.
Right. And I'm still working, so I go from my day job to here, which is why we did it at 1:00. So I'll be here all afternoon, and then I'll get home and I'll be like, I'm tired. So I'd like to think I read every day, but last night I didn't. I didn't get to read at all. So
see, and my school has been closed for a good couple of months now, but I Zoomed with the teacher that I work with and some of the kids. And once it was over, I was like, I'm sad now because I miss seeing them.
Aww.
I mean, like they're kindergarten. So like they were bouncing in and out of the camera. But I'm like, oh, I miss you guys.
Yeah.
So
it's so cute. Oh,
yeah.
So tell us where you can find you online. Tell us about your Patreon as well as your bookstore and your website.
Okay. On our Twitter page, there is a link to our Patreon. So if you go to @lovesweetarrow, we weren't allowed to do apostrophes in our actual at thing, but it's just at Love Sweet Arrow, all one word. There's a link to our Patreon. So just patreon.com/lovesweetarrow. Our website, if you Google Love Sweet Arrow, our homepage will open up, and then there are links from that to our Twitter, Instagram, Patreon, and Facebook page. And then also it takes us to the extension on our website where you can search for books that aren't in stock. We have a Facebook page, we have Instagram, on our Instagram, we have linked to our surprise boxes, which are still going to be available indefinitely.
Yay!
While people still want them, we'll make them. Because I think any people have been really enjoying, I always like, saying on my birthday and Christmas and stuff, I'm like, here's a list of things, but don't tell me what you're getting me, because I like to think, oh, what if I get this? Or maybe I'll get this. I don't know. So I kind of like that. People lately have been saying, these are the tropes I like, these are the themes I like, this is the genre I like. And so I feel like everyone's been pretty pleased.
And Marissa has been literally curating every single box herself. And we've had hundreds of orders, not just boxes, but books. And so every box that goes out for the surprise boxes, Marissa has personally curated. So if she knows anything about you because you're a regular customer or she follows you on social media, she really is spot on in what she sends out. And sometimes people will say their Goodreads page and she'll go up there and she'll look. So yeah, she's fabulous at curating those boxes, I have to tell you.
Oh, thank you. I try. Sometimes I'm up at night and I'm like, this person ruined a box. What should I get them? Oh, this. And then yeah. And so, I think I've been really trying to, if they don't have any personal preferences, I'll throw an indie book in there or a self-published book. Or if they're just surprise me, I'll be I loved this book. One of my favorite romance class books, Mango Summer. If someone doesn't know what they want, I'll just try to throw that one in there. Cause I'm like, I really enjoyed this book. It was really fun. So I throw that one in there. We're going to have to order two more, by the way.
And it has been kind of fun too, because we've had some local authors come in here. So it's nice to put one of their books in the box. So then people get to know who they are too. Yeah. So that's been fun.
If we have an extra signed book, because we got to keep something in stock, but if we have some extra signed books, we'll just throw it in there. Be like, try this, local author, try this Midwest author, try this author that did a book signing with us. You should try it. They're really cool.
Yeah.
So
okay. I love it so much. I'm so grateful that you kept this price box indefinitely, because I think it's a perfect gift for just to give away or to share, or just to make it seem hey, discover romance, and here's a couple books to try.
Yes. And a lot of people have bought them as gifts. Yeah. And so we've had to write little cards out for people. This is for you, and this is who it's from, and she wants you to enjoy this, and we just do it. It's fun.
And I think too, I've noticed on this past week and a half, there's been this a shop small thing that people are they've connected through author groups or Bookstagram or something, and they're gifting each other some of their favorite authors, and they're buying from independent bookstores. And I think that's such a great idea. Do it for everyone. obviously, hey, do it for us too. But when I saw that starting last week, I'm like, oh, this is so great. Because then it's you're supporting an independent bookstore, and you're also gifting someone that you may not know, but here, I met you online. I want to, do this great thing, and I also want to do this thing for you. Mm-hmm. So that if I had more money, I would do that for 20 people.
Yeah, I actually love
professionals.
It.
Don't make
It's kind of fun. I received a gift from, I think it was Ripbot. It's from the other from the other woman's bookstore, from a friend that I met on Instagram. And then I sent her something from Love Street RL. I was like, we're just supporting, you know, different independent bookstores, and we're just like sharing our love for romance.
Absolutely.
That, I think that's, I don't know, like, as hard as right now is, like, knowing that people are like coming together and thinking community.
Absolutely.
That, I mean,
I actually sent Marissa a care package from the Ripbotus too.
Yeah. I don't know if we mentioned that, but before, you know, anything, we've been like staunch customers of them. I mean, I think probably like 3 years ago, I bought myself like $100 worth of books from them. It came in this big box, and it was just the best day ever. And I can't find the picture because it was just,
We love them. They came to our store the first month last year when we opened, and they brought Fitz. And oh gosh, Marissa's dog Lady would not leave him alone. Finally, we had to pick him up,
and I had to pick Lady up. She thought he was the coolest thing ever, and she just wanted to play with him. And he's just like, I'm not a puppy. I know you are, but I'm not a puppy. But yeah.
Yeah, so we had our own little romance going on It was unrequited love.
Yeah, unrequited love. She loved him so much.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I love this. So thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah. Well, you're welcome. Thanks for asking us.
Yeah, thanks for reaching out. It was really nice of you.
Yes.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, or rate and review the show. This is the easiest way to support this podcast. Want to join a romance loving community? Want weekly book recommendations, monthly author Q&As, and book recommendation meetups? Make new friends? Then join our Patreon community. To sign up, please follow the links in the show notes. What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Find more podcasts to love on frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always in the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.